This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the Pentagon announced that it has charged six detainees at Guantanamo Bay with murder in connection with the attacks of September 11th. The men will become the first Guantanamo prisoners to face trial, and if they're convicted, they could receive the death penalty. NPR's Guy Raz reports from the Pentagon.
For 5 years, the military's been building its case. The Pentagon now says the case is ready. Here's Air Force Brigadier General Thomas Hartman, the Defense Department's legal advisor to the military tribunal system.
These charges allege a long-term, highly sophisticated, organized plan by al-Qaeda to attack the United States of America.
Hartman says Defense Department lawyers will now submit the charges to Susan Crawford, an outside convener appointed by the Pentagon, who will determine whether the charges and the evidence presented are fit for trial.
The chief prosecutor has requested that the charges be tried jointly and that they be referred as capital for each defendant.
It means that military lawyers will ask to try all six men together in one trial and to seek the death penalty. Best known among those charged are Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Ramzi bin al-Shib.
The charges allege that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks by proposing the operational concept to Osama bin Laden as early as 1996.
Last year, Mohammed boasted to a military tribunal at Guantanamo that he was behind the September 11 attacks. All of the accused men have alleged they were tortured under U.S. military custody. In the case of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the CIA has admitted he was subjected to waterboarding, an interrogation technique that mimics the sensation of drowning. But at the Pentagon today, General Hartman would not say whether evidence gathered under duress will be presented to the court.
And the question of what evidence will be admitted, whether waterboarding or otherwise, will be decided in the courts, in front of a judge, after it's fought out between the defense and the prosecution in these cases.
General Hartman says all six men will be able to call witnesses, cross-examine prosecution witnesses, and examine all the evidence, including classified evidence, presented in the trial.
These rights are guaranteed to each defendant under the Military Commission Act and are specifically designed to ensure that every defendant receives a fair trial, consistent with American standards of justice.
But the process could take years. Once the defendants are arraigned, the trial won't start for at least 4 more months, and all the defendants can eventually appeal any convictions to civilian courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court. Guy Raz, NPR News, The Pentagon.
You can read the charges against the September 11 suspects at our website, npr.org.